May 27th, 2010. First full inspection. I'm going to try with hive number one. It's a sunny day right now. Been partly cloudy all morning. Rained heavily last night. There's a lot of water on the plants. It's about 70 degrees, no wind, to a light breeze at most. Coming up to hive number one. See light activity at the entrance. A couple bees coming and going. Not heavy day so far. See ants all over the bottom going in and out. Medium-sized ants, not the teeny tiny ones that we're used to see. Teeny tiny ones all over the top and side of the box. Several big ants, medium ants at the entrance, but they don't look to be going in the hive at this point. A lot of bees coming in, or coming out, I mean, flying off. Haven't seen a lot return. One inspecting me. Not aggressively, just flying around. Standing to the left side of the hive. Not at the entrance. Comes a couple back. One with pollen. Deep golden yellow color. Two without. Take a moment to light the smoker here before I open a box. I don't know if I'll need it, but I'm going to have it just in case. So the traffic at the entrance is, I would say, low at this point. Of course, it rained really heavy and it's been cloudy and overcast all morning. And I have to make a note to buy a new lighter. There we go. Breeze is light, flowing, looks like to the north, the way the smoke is coming in. North to northeast breeze. Smoker's lit. Cover it off. Blowing a little flame here, so there we got smoke. Good smoke. Gonna put my gloves on. Got my hive tool. I'm expecting to see an ant colony on the top of the hood here. As always with this hive, for some reason, hive number one always has a lot of ants on it. Comes the lid, and I'm right, big pile of ants. Huge thing of larvae on the top of the ants. Tons of bees here at the top. Fry the inner cover off. Maybe I'm gonna smoke them real quick so nobody gets excited. A little smoke in the top, a little smoke in the entrance. You hear the buzz. Smoke my gloves. Smoker's working great. A little, just a touch more smoke into the hive. Not a lot of bees up, it's good. Gonna pop this first frame on the end. A lot of bees in the entrance. Let's see what we got here. Got some pollen on the end frame. Little capped honey from before. Small amount of bees. Empty frame though, pretty much. This is just a previous frame. Oh, I do see some new honey in here on the one side that's closest to the center of the hive. Set this outside frame down. Take a look at the frame number two. Handful of bees, also got honey exposed. I'm not sure if this is the honey we provided them that they're eating and they've uncapped or not, but I'll set that one down. Take a look. Next frame is frame that we put in the top box that has just foundation, no comb drawn on it. Frame number four just has cells, handful of bees, not a lot of stuff going on there. Looks like everybody's down below here. Not a lot of bees up in this top box. I'm on the center frame. Frame number five. Several hundred bees here, probably covering one quarter of the frame. They're all got their heads into the honey. Looks like they're feeding. That's the center side of the frame. On the box, outside box side, there's hardly any bees. So far, so good. I was thinking to myself, I wanted to put the screen bottom boards on this time. I didn't bring that out. Guess I'll have to get to that next time. Number six, bees look like they're taking the honey that was in these frames when we put them in here. Working both sides. Bees look good. Looking for any varroa mite evidence. I don't see any on the bees. Pretty nice bees. They're not excited about my presence at all. They're just kind of hanging out. See a drone in here. Put that frame back. Go to frame number seven as I work my way across the top box. This one just has foundation. Bunch of bees on it, just walking around doing nothing here. See if anybody's showing me something here. They're all just congregated. It almost looks like a bee dance here in the middle here. I see them walking circles around each other with a bunch of bees watching what's going on. They're in patterns of like groups. There's three or four groups with bees walking in circles in each group. I don't know, maybe I'm reading into it. The other frame is completely empty. The other side of that frame. This is just a undrawn comb. Fly bite my leg, thank you. And as I look at the next couple frames, these are just foundation, nothing on them, that we put in here in the top box. The last frame has a little drawn honey in it from a previous hive, and there's a couple bees walking on it, maybe working a little, but not a ton of action there. So that's what's going on in the top box. We'll slide all the frames back, and we'll go take a peek and see what's going on down below. So they got empty frames here to work with. That's good news for them. I'm gonna mix. I don't see any brood in this top chamber here. Not a concern, just a comment. No burr comb, no brace comb, no none of that. So, all right. Time to take the top box off, set it aside, see how we're doing down on the bottom. Broke loose pretty easy. Didn't seem to be sealed all that majorly. Pop it off and set it aside over here on the top cover. Fire up the smoker. Got a bunch of bees on the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 frame across the top. Everything looks good. I'll smoke them real quick, get them down in there. Everybody retreats, a couple of them up. What did I do with my hive tool? Here you go. See a lot of brace comb here on this last frame. I'll slide the frames over so I have room to pull this last one out and pop it free. See if I can get it out here. Kind of wedged. Break into some honey. Alright, so what I have here is a frame that we put in from last time, and it has sugar water honey that's been sealed, and on the outside edge it's hardly touched. On the inside edge, they've been going in and emptying out some of the chambers. There's still a lot of cap stuff, but only a handful of bees here, probably a couple dozen on this outside frame. I'm gonna set that down. That's frame number one in the bottom box. Frame number two in the bottom box. Looks probably much of the same here. Same thing. Got some uncapped honey here. See one bee with its head down in, pulling some out. They're starting to uncap it and use it. Other side of the frame has a lot of uncapped honey. All the cappings have been moved, and it looks like they're consuming the honey here, which is the sugar water honey that we got from last year. So that is frame number two in the bottom box. And look at frame number three here. Take a peek and see how it's doing. Outside is just straight foundation. There's no comb built out on it. The inside has what looks like they're building new comb, and it's got some pollen stored in it. And the frame is lightly covered, probably about by a third with bees. That back. Now we're getting into the nuke frames. So I'm on frame number four, and this is one that came with the nuke. It's got the tag from the beekeeper. It is heavily populated, probably two-thirds covered on both sides. Has fresh capped honey on both tops of the frames. The frame on the outside of the box, covered with bees. Everybody looks good. A lot of drones on here. No evidence of the queen that I can see so far. Let's see the other side. The other side looks much of the same. See some pollen here, but no eggs. no brood, no anything from that pattern. That's frame number 4. Tuck that back in. Let's go get frame number 5. Here you think I'm getting into the brood, I hope. I see pollen stored here. Oh, I see eggs. I'm going to turn over here and see if I can get in. I see some eggs in this one. Or nope, correction, I see larvae in this one. I'm looking for evidence of eggs. I see larvae, but I don't see any eggs. This is a really dark frame. I don't know if I'd see that, but... small larva. Looks okay color-wise. Don't see anything bad going on. Let me turn this one over and take a look at the other side. See larva on this one too. No brood pattern for drones. It seems to be all worker bees. Little brace comb there, but nothing to be excited about. I see one cap cell, which is interesting. Where's the rest of them all? I see a lot of cap stuff here. All right, gonna put frame back. Let's see what we got for the next one. A little concerned here. Brace comb between this one. This is frame number 6 in the box. Careful to take it out. This one is covered with bees. And I do see cap brood on this one. I'm going to walk it out to the sun here. I'm in the shade where the sun is right now. Say a third of this side of the frame, which is to the other box, is cap brood. See a little drone brood down on the bottom. Brace comb. Bunch of bees are gonna look to see if we can find a queen here, in case she's on this frame. Do you not see her? Other side. See what I got. I have a bunch of cap brood on this one. Almost the whole side. There are probably 2/3 to 3/4 cap brood here. Drone cells up in the upper right. Solid brood pattern all the way across the frame. Plenty of bees here tending to this one. No sight of the queen. Looking at each individual, I don't see any varroa on these guys. So far, so good. Yeah, anything that doesn't look capped has larvae in it, which is life is good. Okay. That's okay. Let's go to the next one. Gentle putting this guy back. Sorry, girls. Little brace comb here I'm gonna break. Really docile so far. Nobody's concerned about me poking around in here. Alright, see a lot of pollen and open honey here. This one's covered probably about 1/8 with bees. As I get to the other side of the box, I'm on the 7th frame, I believe, 6th or 7th frame. This one is a honey frame for sure. There's honey all over it. And I'm beginning to wonder if they got enough area to build brood here, and maybe I ought to put one of these up. Because there's a lot of honey in these frames here. So I think what I'm going to do is take one of these outer honey ones and stick them up in the top and give them some uncapped in the middle to lay more brood. Let's see what I got in this top box. It's foundation. Take this frame that has comb drawn out on it, and I'm going to put it in a bottom box here, right in the middle, and give them a little place to lay some more brood. I'll probably take two of these frames out of the bottom that have a lot of honey in them out. Let's see, I'm on number seven, or number seven, and this thing is loaded with honey. There's hardly any bees on it. This is one of the previous ones that we put in. I'm going to put this one in the top box. They can use this later if they want it. I'm going to take something with some comb on it and put it in the bottom so they have more room to lay. What do we got here? Which one of these is better? That one's perfect. Alright, so in the rest of the bottom box, what I see is honey storage. I'm going to take a couple of these out and change the structure on the bottom box. And out you come, honey. Actually, that one's got some nice comb on it, ready to go. So I'm just going to turn it around, actually. All right, and let me put things back together here. A lot of debris on the bottom of the box. It's probably from them cleaning up the old frames. Being careful here as I slide everything together that I'm not squishing anybody. It's interesting. I see all the girls hanging on to each other down there at the bottom. As I slide the frames across, they're bridging each other. Try to be careful and go slow here so they have room to escape if they need to as we squeeze them together. Put all the frames back in. So I would have liked to have seen more brood pattern here, and I think part of the problem is the fact that they had too much honey in the bottom box. So as I put everything together, taking some of these honey-filled ones and put them in the top. They could use them as they move up. Put the top box back together. Starting to get kind of hot. Let's see what I got here. I have a frame loaded with bees trying to slide it in there, and I ended up squishing them all. So I'm going to pull one of these empty ones out, slide it in, put it together. There we go. That's better. Putting it together. Giving them time. Alright. Everybody's good. Time to come back together, girls. Okay, done in the bottom box inspection. I see a ton of brood. Have to see what we can do about that. Putting the top box back on. Grab the inner cover. There's stupid bees on it. Or the ants, I mean. Covers back on the box, and already inner cover, here comes the top cover, and we're good to go. Step away for a little bit. What else do I need here? Didn't see the queen. She's a Carniolan. Hard to tell what she looks like in there. She looks like a drone to me when I saw her the first time. So take a break before I go over to hive number two. They are really calm. They could care less what I was doing in there. Nice. My glasses are covered with sweat. Let's see, what time is it? So it's 26 minutes of inspection time. That's quite a bit.